您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A survey of more than 1800 lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender, also known as LGBT people in China, released by Work for LGBT, found that respondents earn 5 times of the national average per month, and they tend to travel abroad more frequently than the general population. Do LGBT people in China earn more and spend more? 同志商务又叫 Work for LGBT, 本月发布了一项对中国 1.8 万 LGBT 群体展开的调查，发现应答者月薪平均为全国平均水平的5倍，而且他们出国旅行的频率往往高于一般人群，这是为什么呢？ First of all, guys, I want to know, what does the survey say, and is it true that the LGBT people in China earn more and spend more?
Well, according to this survey conducted by Work for LGBT, after sampling over 18,000 LGBT people here in China, basically 3 results have been revealed here. One being they spend more, the other being they earn more, and finally they travel abroad more. When it comes to spending, the spending power of China's lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender or LGBT community is attracting growing attention. China's LGBT community spends $470 billion annually, US dollars annually, a US-based research from Community Marketing and Insights estimated in 2014. And also when it comes to earning, according to Work for LGBT, a coalition of companies and activists released a survey of more than 18,000 LGBT. The study found that respondents earn an average of 10,300 yuan, which is about 1,610 US dollars per month, 5 times the national average. At the same time, the study also tells us they like to travel more, especially go to some of the overseas tourist destinations like Hong Kong, Thailand and Macau.
It's also important to note that the study only looked at 18,000 people, and there's an estimated 70 million people, sorry, in China of a homosexual orientation, and all the participants in the survey are almost all meant to be working in Fortune 500 firms, which will have a large impact on the amount of money they're probably making.
Yes, that's a really good point. And also traveling overseas, I think Thailand seems to be pretty high up on the list, and Hong Kong, Macau, they're part of China. Sam, you make a really good point when...I mean, this is a bit controversial, and it is new to a lot of Chinese people to say, wow, the LGBT community actually makes this much money, and they spend so much, and you look at your own credit card, and you look at your own salary, and you're kind of like, whoa, I didn't know these guys earned so much more, and look at myself, I feel a little bit disappointed. At least that's how I felt at first. But Sam, you make a great point. When you look at the people that are being surveyed, they're already people working in, like, big companies. No wonder you're sampling from rich people, haven't you?
Well, it's funny you should say that, He Yang, because I was looking at a couple of reports from the United States earlier this morning, and one thing that I did notice is that they tend to believe that while homosexual men will make less than their heterosexual counterparts if they're working in the same office, they believe that the majority of gay men go to university, and that in general they have a higher level of education and better jobs. That was what I read earlier this morning. I don't know where you guys stand on that and if you believe that to be true.
According to the survey conducted by UCLA, it revealed that, okay, gay women usually make significantly more money than than their heterosexual counterparts, whereas men don't earn as much as their heterosexual counterparts. The survey gave us a couple of reasons. For example, probably men, after getting these high degrees from high institutions, they didn't choose to work on in traditional industries. They switched from traditional industries to those non-male dominated industries. For example, they go to non-profit where they couldn't earn as much as their heterosexual counterparts.
And in relation to the statistics that Luo Yu is presenting to us, we think it's probably fair to deduce that the reason that homosexual women are making more than their heterosexual counterparts is largely due to giving birth and maternity leave, because from what I've read, only 1 in 5 of gay couples in the United States have children, and it means if you're applying for a job and your boss knows that you're a homosexual female, she knows you're not going to be, there's a much less likely chance that you're going to be giving birth and taking maternity leave. And as far as the company's concerned, they will see you as a much more dependable asset. And that, I'm not saying that's right, or I'm not saying that's wrong, but I believe that is the view that a lot of companies are taking towards gay women at the moment.
Yes, and also, if it's gay woman or a gay man or anybody, regardless of your sexual orientation, if you're not having kids, then you're going to have more time devoted to your work. And as statistics have shown, gay women or lesbians tend to, well, when you don't have a baby, then they work really hard. They put more hours into their work, and no wonder they're earning a bit more. If not, then I would question the whole salary system. When people work harder, if you don't get more pay, then what is wrong with that? So I'm not surprised with that. But one really interesting you guys have brought up about the education level and also the salary level of gay men tend to be both pretty high. That is something that our WeChat listener Zi Xiao seemed to agree with, and he or she has actually gone through some figures and said the LGBT community has people who are educated in a much higher level. Regarding this point, I actually fiercely reject, because when you look at the studies regarding LGBT community in China and overseas, often the sample pool is skewed. It's often looking at people who are willing to talk about this, who are willing to be surveyed. And often, especially in China, these surveys do not reach the gay people that are not in certain circles like this. They're just simply not being looked at. So when we jump into a conclusion like this, that gay people just earn more, I think it completely misunderstands the situation. And if we buy a statement like this, we are going to neglect the reality of these people, which is still huge pressure and discrimination against them.
See, Hoya makes a fantastic point, and to be honest, I know I'm surprised that I'm saying it as well. She's right, because when you guys, if we just think about this, if we think about it really basically for a second here, why would there be any orientation between, why would there be any correlation, sorry, between your sexual orientation and the choices that you make in terms of your career and education? I can't think of one good reason why one of those would influence the other. And when you think about it like that, everything that Hoyan said seems to make complete sense.
So definitely, I tend to agree with you on these two points. Right, I mean, both of you have made fantastic points. So probably in the future, we need a larger scale sample on this survey, because, you know, we know that there are over 70 million gay people here in China, according to Mr. Geng Le, who is the CEO of the largest LGBT platform here in China. And probably we have, to some extent, to a large extent, have neglected or ignored some of the people who have been, you know, living in rural areas for many years and who are not, you know, who are afraid of coming out from the closet, and, you know, we have to face that reality as well.
Yeah, I think that figure you guys have repeatedly cited is one thing, and I don't really want to be bogged down by details, but just to cite my idol, Li Yunhe. She is a major scholar in sex education and also gender issues in China. She's done this estimation that says that probably 4% of the population of any country is a safe estimate range of people that are just not straight. And if you do that math in the Chinese seen, then it should be more than 50 million people.
Mm.
But when you look at a survey like this, this is already very advanced when you look at the Chinese situation. And it's only 18,000. Sorry, didn't get my figures right there. So people that even participated.
I think it's great that we're all on the same page for I think the very first time on this show. But I would like to take the opportunity to add a slightly different tangent to this topic. So in the report that I read that was released in July 2015 in the United States showed that gay men make 5% less on average than their heterosexual mm-hmm. counterparts that are working in the exact same positions as them. And I want to put forward the idea to you guys and see what you think of, do we think that this may be partially due to the negative connotations that are associated with homosexual men? The example that I want to give you guys to add a bit more clarity to the point I'm trying to make is, I remember several months back, there was a famous British TV host. He's one of the biggest political journalists in the United Kingdom. His name is Evan Davis, who actually happens to be gay as well. And he was commenting on a social media application called Tinder, which mm-hmm. is a dating application I think you're both aware of. It's the Western equivalent of what was used here, which is called Tantan. And he was discussing it, and they were talking about how people are using this app to hook up. So they're all using Tinder and Tantan to find people for a one-night stand prerogative. And Evan Davis concluded it and said, I hate Tinder because it makes heterosexual people all act like gay men.
And what do you mean by that?
He made the very... It was perceived as quite offensive at the time. He made the implication that gay men are all willy-nilly and really up for one-night stands and crazy party animals and a bit inconsistent in terms of their own personal lives. And this is a big stigma that's been attached to gay men for some time in the West. You know, the idea... The stereotype that they're all party animals and they're not very reliable. Do we think that this has a negative impact, these negative connotations, on their salary? And if so, do we think this could be a problem in China as well?
I think that has a negative connotation and impression on the person, period. I think all, salary and a lot of other factors are going to be included here. And I think what Sam, you have cited, it is maybe a Western stereotype that people have on LGBT community. But in China, the situation is very different. The part that is different is people are often left in the dark corners, living on the fringes of society and deeply, deeply closeted. I think it's too early even to talk about, you know, them having a colorful life, being promiscuous or whatever. And I think if you only associate that with a segment of our society, that is completely blinded. Look at straight people. So many straight people are having exactly the same kind of life. But because they are straight, they don't attract attention. So people won't call them promiscuous.
I agree, but you've also got to remember, just back to my example, the leading gay political journalist in the entire country saying that he believes that homosexual men are not conservative enough, indirectly making that statement.
Well, why do anybody have to be conservative or whatever? Shouldn't it be a society that is, they're not hurting anybody else? Right? That is the premise here, right?
Then let's look at that from the other side of the coin, Hoyang.
Can I just please finish? If they're not bothering other people, and they're having adult relationships, and they're living in the lifestyle that they want to, then why should we poke our nose over their business? It's not a public health issue, it's a personal choice issue.
Then one last question on that issue, Hoyang. If you were an employer...
Yes.
And a young guy came to apply for a job with you, and you had heard from your colleagues that he had a reputation as being a party animal and a bit frivolous when it came to his personal life. Would that affect you employing him?
No.
If he was still qualified for the job, would you be worried about his him being tardy or his punctuation based on what you've heard about his personal life?
Well, I don't really care about his personal life as long as he can come to the office on time and be fully prepared to come onto my show, then certainly I will give him the green light.
I agree with He Yang definitely on this point.
Why should we care about each other's personal life? I mean, if he's doing the job very well...
But if he's late and he's not getting his work done, he's not putting in the hours, then regardless of where your sexual orientation is, I will prefer him not to be on my team.
And going back to the topic you mentioned about Tinder, was Tinder created for those heterosexuals in the very first place, for those people to hook up?
Well,
and why do gay people have to be conservative?
Very good point.
Why do people have to be conservative?
Remember, guys, I just want to state here, I'm not making any anti-gay statements. I'm just citing quotes that I heard to lead this discussion because I thought it's something that we should and could talk about.
Yes, and I am very appreciative that you brought it up because it adds an angle to our discussion. One last thing I want to say about, sorry to still dwell on stereotypes, like what Sam said about some people believing that, you know, gay people tend to have, are party animals, have a bit more spicy personal life and all that kind of stuff. And also, there are people who think that gay people are particularly talented, particularly good looking. There's even those kind of claims that. And then I just wonder a few years ago when I was still a little girl, I wondered, why do such a segment of people sound to be so talented? Why are they just so amazing? In the sense that, like, you look at Dolce and Gabbana, you look at Versace, you look at all these fashion designers, they are the pioneers of the industry. They are driving the industry. And when you look at Zhang Guozhong, Leslie Cheung, and you look at Cai Kangyong, Kevin Tsai, I think, you know, these are all top people in their respective industries. And I used to think, why are gay people just so talented? And then later on, I realized I have been fooled. I am such a fool. Because in this community, it's only the best out of the best people can even reach the spotlight. And can even be seen by us, the general public. It's not because they're super talented and they became gay. It's because they can only appear in front of us because they are the best of the best. Do you see what I mean here?
I agree. The point that Ho-Yan's making is that we should look at someone for who they are and not just based on their sexual orientation. And I think it's a very valid point. I think about one of my favorite musicians. Lee Hong Wong. I heard previously rumors that there was questions about his sexual orientation, but at the same time, it didn't change the fact that I thought he was a great musician. I still like his music, and it didn't change even if he is gay.
Okay, I don't want to receive a letter from his lawyer. We're not implying that...
No, we did not say he's gay.
None of that, okay? Lee Hong Wong is happily married, apparently. So I think, yes, one day, if we can... not need to even attach the gay tag, the sexual orientation tag, to people, and there wouldn't even be this problem of, you know, being closeted or not coming out or not, and it really has nothing to do with whether you like men or women. I mean, aren't we just neighbors? Aren't we just people? It could be a person that is not famous, not talented, an average kind of guy, don't even get a high education, and that person can still proudly pronounce that I am gay. That is basically what I'm hailing for.
Not only gay people, I think we're talking about this LGBT. Although they account for a smaller proportion of people in the group, but we do have bisexuals, we do have transgenders, and those people's human rights have to be safeguarded here as well. I mean, we have to respect them. And if they're making their own contribution to the society, and they're living a happy life.
Yes, and ultimately, I think it's just one day when we don't need to salute to, hail to, when it's just a common fact that, you know, some people are different to us. And it's just like you have blondish hair, Sam, and
I'm a brunette.
I have brunette. Oh, okay, you sound so girly, but anyway, all right, brunette. And I have black hair, and someone could be gay, and I'm straight, but I don't think it could be a big problem. And yes, I'm just putting myself out there. I am a firm friend of
everyone.
Yes.
You're not specifically a friend to everyone. You're seeing everyone as equals, regardless of their sexual orientation.
Yes, that is what I want to say. And let's finish this part with one quote that is actually from Hillary Clinton, I think. Hillary Clinton said, Being gay is not a Western invention. It is a human reality. And after today's discussion, I just hope for those who are not well educated, but maybe, you know, you are gay, don't feel bad about this. And our society is changing, that we are more and more open about this, and we're willing to talk about it.